Track 10. In the box, you will find a model of a ring-tailed lemur, a lemur from Madagascar, and a model of a vervet monkey, a Haplorhynes monkey from mainland Africa. Familiarize yourself with the shapes of these animals, and then pick up the skulls and see what differences and similarities you notice. First off, feeling around the eye socket of both animals, you'll notice that the skull walls off the eye socket completely in the monkey, but only forms a thin bar behind the orbit in the lemur. Why do you think this is? Scientists think that the bony bar or wall, called post-orbital closure because it closes off the eye region behind the eye itself, serves to protect the eye and stabilize it during chewing and rapid head movement. In mammals without post-orbital closure, the eye moves up and down within the skull during chewing and leaping. In addition, as the eyes started moving forward in the head to support binocular vision, the back of the eyes became more exposed because they were not pointed towards the inside of the skull anymore. Thus, to protect increasingly forward-facing eyes, the evolution of post-orbital closure became necessary. What does it mean that monkeys have a higher degree of post-orbital closure than lemurs?